Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Make money from your podcast with the Odyssey Creator Lab. You create the show, we bring the advertisers. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com.
Hey there, we're Corinne Vienne and Sabrina Deanna Roga, here to introduce our newest podcast, Crimes Of, a Crime House Original.
Crimes Of is a weekly series that explores a new theme each season, from crimes of the paranormal, unsolved murders, and more. Our first season is Crimes of Infamy, the true crime stories behind Hollywood's most iconic horror villains.
Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
It's a 3 o'clock hour.
I'm not wavering. I might be wavering.
On Afternoon Drive. As always, you can listen to this show and all of our local shows on The Fan on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Ashley Bastock coming up in just about 20 minutes here. Nick Wilson, Jonathan Peterlin back on Afternoon Drive. We got our guy Ross Tucker, Odyssey NFL Insider, coming up at 4 o'clock as well. A little bit of NBA news here as the melodrama in Milwaukee continues. Shams Charania is saying Giannis Antetokounmpo. I said that weird.
You did say
and
that weird.
And his agent have started conversation with the Bucks about his future and whether his best fit is staying or going elsewhere. A resolution is expected in the coming weeks. I love Giannis. Quiet down.
Quiet down. It's almost like a shut up and dribble.
Yeah, pretty much.
Why are you okay? Yeah. Explain, I guess.
Because if you wanted out, I mean, you should have done it in the summer.
He just does this all the time. It's like Matt came in and was like, you guys see this report? It's like, this is the tale as old as time with Giannis. This is what he does every couple
but he
months.
He didn't scrub his Bucks handle or his Bucks stuff off his handle until this week.
Yeah, there we go. Really, yeah. Really going to show them, huh? They at one point had a really they lost 8 of their last 9. One point it was like a 7-game losing streak. They're tumbling right now. Giannis is pissed. I'd be pissed too. But I'll believe it when I see it.
I just think, Jimmy Haslam as an owner just gets things done. He just does. Right? I mean, there's no team that guy can't sabotage with his candid ways.
It does make me want to root against the Bucks in some ways.
Haslam or Giannis?
Haslam. Okay. I've always liked Giannis.
Yeah,
I
do too.
I don't know. There's something that I've just always liked his game. I've always liked. He just seems
like a very good-hearted
guy. Yeah, I know. And he really wrapped Milwaukee around him and was like, I'm gonna be great with them. And I don't know. That's tough.
Yeah, it is.
You hate to see. I think there's a part of. I think there's a part of every Cleveland fan that watched LeBron go elsewhere, and you think about this, where you're like, oh, he's just going to leave, and he'll leave them abandoned. And what I would say, though, is that he stuck it out. He got the title before he left. Like, he spent, a year 11 with Giannis? Like, he did all he could do.
Yeah, he was like, hey, build a championship around me, and they traded all the other guys and brought in Miles Turner.
Well, no, I mean, they made the move for Dame. That was the trade that it was in good spirits. The trade for Dame was there was nothing about that suggested that it was supposed to go as poorly as it did, but it went poorly. And when it went poorly, the shift off of that is like, let's get Chris Middleton. He's gone. He's been let's get Kyle Kuzma. Let's bring him back in the mix. And it's like, what are we doing here?
Who would have thought?
You have no room.
Who would have thought that Kyle Kuzma would not have gone well in Milwaukee? Not me. Now, all that being said, we had several instances with Jerry Jeudy over the last 2 weeks. There was I'm going to give you two-word answers 2 weeks ago. Last week, he gave you three-word answers. Then this weekend, he and Shador Sanders had some sort of a kerfuffle on the sidelines that everybody's talked about. Well, today, Shador was asked about it and basically said it's behind us, basically. And then Jerry Jeudy was asked about his Shador interaction, and here's what he had to say.
What I would have done different, I probably just probably talked to him off camera. That's probably what I would have done different. Of course, I'm gonna speak my mind and tell me what I see out there. But you know, it what it is, football, man. Just me and Shador are good. You know, it's stuff like that happens. You know, y'all gonna make it bigger than what it is. You know, because the media, you know, that's what y'all feed off of, negativity. You know, but it is what it is. This is the life we live. So, you know, we move on from it. And I live a real life, you know. So what happened around in this locker room, you know, this real, not what's going on social media and everything. So me and Shador good, everything good, man. We gravy over here.
You can see why I'm bothered by the comments.
I sure can.
Yeah, I mean,
that was the media. The media made this happen.
It's not your fault. It's the media. Because the media is the one that made you not answer any questions 2 weeks ago. The media is the one that made you go up to Shador and throw a hissy fit on the sidelines. The media did this, not you.
The media also makes you drop one out of every five passes you have.
Unbelievable. Like, I mean, you try to give a guy just a little bit, right? And a couple weeks ago, I tried really giving him way more than I should have. But he's just given me no reason to think he's different than what he was in Denver.
Yeah.
Absolutely. There's no accountability. I know it's a big buzzword this year. But there's no accountability in those words. You're deflecting. You're blaming everybody else but yourself. Like, just own up to it. It's not the end of the world if you just say, listen, my emotions got the best of me. We talked it out. We're putting this one behind us. But to be like, no, you guys made a big deal about it. No. How about the fact that you yelled at Shador on the sideline like he was a child?
And by the way, Shador was trying to tell you what you saw, and you continued to scream and berate him.
To the point where Posick had to go over there and separate him from Shador.
Like, I'll be honest with you. I do think these things happen, and I don't think just because this happened, it means you're at the end of the road and there's no salvaging it. But as the alleged leader/veteran on this team, and Jerry has talked about it, the Browns have talked about challenging Jerry to be a leader on this team for him to have this answer. Again, like, I came on a Monday and like, I want to see the human side of this. I want to treat Jerry like a human and not just, shut up and play football, right? This answer was trash. Like, at some point, Jerry, there's a part of me that is like just upset because it was like Jerry had come so far in how people had viewed him from where he was at the end with Denver with the Steve Smith stuff and the Mark Schlereth stuff. And who, by the way, will join us at 5:20. All that stuff. And then to get here, even earlier this season, where he wasn't getting the ball or when he was dropping the ball, he was keeping a good spirit about it. I don't know what flipped with this dude, but the easiest thing in the world would, when there's a new regime, do what Denver did, which is say, oh, that guy's a pouty baby, get him the hell out of here, except you really can't do that given his contract.
No, because of his contract and the lack of wide receivers we already have, like, it just seems really hard to be able to move off of it. But I don't know. You know, there's certain times I look at people and I'm like, man, they can't buy a win, you know? Like, nothing they do is right now, but this will turn around. This isn't one of those scenarios. Like, a lot of this is him doing this to himself, and this isn't, I don't even think this is self-sabotage. I just don't think he has any right answers here. He just continues to just step in it.
Yeah, and here's the other thing. It's interesting that is his answer with an organization that is so, it's kind of like the Wyatt thing, where it's like, all right, Wyatt said the truth and the Browns said anything else. You know what I mean? And now you're seeing Wyatt's family members tweet about all this kind of stuff because they're sick of the Browns' polish job here.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose.
So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
If you have a podcast and want to monetize it stress-free, you need the Odyssey Creator Lab. We'll host your podcast for free, and our experienced sales team brings in the advertisers and the revenue. Easy. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and let us show you the money.
The Browns do so much, put so much effort into what you guys see so that you'll just, shut up and buy tickets and make sure you buy popcorn because I got to, pay for that new monstrosity in Brook Park, which I'm excited to go see, by the way. So when you're starting to see, it's the I don't believe in coincidences when you put that much into it. And in the same week, we have the Wyatt thing. We have Jerry Jeudy, who I guarantee you has been coached to say something else, couldn't even feign a good answer.
I just want to know what part of this is on the media. Were we supposed to just take the two or three word answers and just kind of let that one sit? Were we supposed to take the sideline blow up and just kind of be like, well, I mean, those are just teammates. What part of this is on us?
I'm to the point where I wouldn't mind this offseason. You basically have to do it post June 1, but basically paying someone to take Jerry's contract off your hands.
I mean, he's not helping you at this point.
Like, I mean, you basically...
He's not doing anything on the field, and he's not doing anything behind the scenes. It seems like it's helping you.
So you got the better football player, but you basically did the same thing. To save $8 million and take on Tyson Campbell, you basically gave one level of pick up to move off Greg Newsom.
Well, but the Browns are always so... They always wonder why this happens to them. The lack of a pass that they get from me in this, the old Peterlin pass, the lack of a pass
the
that...
The Peterlin pass.
Everybody saw this coming.
Yeah.
Schlereth saw this coming from a mile away. I mean, he called out. I'll never forget that day of being on the air when they signed him and gave him the money. And it was like, what happened here? And I get it. Everyone wanted to be excited about it. And you just thought last year would be what it always is. But like, it was just do like a modicum of research between just his Twitter account and what happened in Denver. And it was obvious to see how he's just a ticking time bomb.
Also, you thought that Kevin could make this work. Like, Kevin has proven, like Jadeveon Clowney, Kevin has proven we can make this work for a year with guys that are either money guys, guys who that's the only reason they're going to go anywhere, or guys that are problematic attitudes, whatever it is, he can make it work for a year. But long term, he can't keep the genie in the bottle. He just can't.
It always catches up to you.
And so, like, this is another thing. And I'm not trying to just use this to then turn it on Kevin Stefanski, because I clearly am done with Kevin Stefanski being the head coach here, because I just don't believe in his style of leadership. But I don't know how much more. Like, I continue to come back to it's infuriating to me. And I'm going to draw it back to the Wyatt thing again, because it's still fresh in mind. It's infuriating that is how Wyatt Teller, who is thought of around the game as a universal good guy, who's thought of around town as a universal good guy.
Yeah.
He's got to juggle snaps with Tevin Jenkins, who's a good football player. It's not about Tevin. And then Jerry Jeudy can go out and act like a petulant child for weeks. And your response is, hey, we'll see you out there on the field on Sunday. Like, it's just like, what message are you sending to your locker room? What message are you sending to anyone that Wyatt Teller has to fight for snaps with guys who, no offense to Tevin Jenkins, he can't carry Wyatt's jock when it comes to playing football. Right. He's not. He's a fine guard. He's not Wyatt damn Teller and hadn't grayed out. Meanwhile, Jerry Jeudy can drop every damn pass. Jerry Jeudy can sulk like a baby. He can scream at the young quarterback, which is not what that kid needs. And you need to understand, Jerry, you're not making Shador or honestly any of the young quarterbacks better by doing that. And then the cherry on top is coming out and having a weak-ass answer on this.
Yeah, I mean, Jerry's getting some sort of excuse from the Browns here that I don't know. I don't know why he's getting it, and it seems like other players that are actually doing their jobs seem like they're not only not getting the pass, but they're also then having punishments being sent forth for them. It's a backward situation. There's no denying it. But Jerry, this was a bad job today. I don't know how anyone can look at this and deflecting blame and putting it on the media as any sign of a positive that he's moving in the right direction.
Real quick, because we could all use a good laugh.
Yeah.
Let's hear Michael Irvin on the It Is What It Is podcast, Crash Out.
The quarterback's not your You can't come and talk to this man any kind of way. Yeah, we got a problem here. Let's discuss it. Let's talk. Come on, Jerry Jeudy. Last week, he threw you a ball. Beautiful ball. You caught it, but you were doop, dancing around, and things went down. I didn't see Shador come up in your face and say a word. Jerry Jeudy, this is as dumb as you can be.
Doop, 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 doop. I want to use that in some analysis at some point.
It's going to be anytime Urban Meyer goes to a bar in Columbus. Doop, 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 doop,
proctology
doop.
Exam.
Doop, 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 doop. By the way, proctology exams, not the most fun thing in the world. They might be slightly more entertaining if, while you're being examined, the doctor just went doop, 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 doop. Doctors, I'm just trying to make it easier for you, because it can be a little awkward, I'm assuming.
I like that you're going to give them tricks of the trade now.
I do like... you know, they didn't go to etiquette school.
Yeah, they need it. That's right. Right?
They went to doctor school. There's no bedside manners school.
Here comes the airplane.
I just love Michael Irvin, who's the most hot-headed scream first receiver in NFL history. He's like, we got to keep cooler heads here, kid. All right.
They're calling him a B. I mean, I don't know. I mean, it's, and then at the end of it, it says it's the dumbest thing you've ever done. He's not kind. He was not kind in that moment.
Is it the media's fault that Jerry Jeudy's become a petulant child? 216-474-0092. We'll get Ashley Bastock's read on Jerry Jeudy's public temper tantrums and Deshaun Watson's 21-day window. That's in 5 minutes on 92.3 The Fan.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Make money from your podcast with the Odyssey Creator Lab. You create the show. We bring the advertisers. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com.
Hey there, we're Corinne Vienne and Sabrina Deanna Roga here to introduce our newest podcast, Crimes Of, a Crime House Original.
Crimes Of is a weekly series that explores a new theme each season, from crimes of the paranormal, unsolved murders, and more. Our first season is Crimes of Infamy, the true crime stories behind Hollywood's most iconic horror villains.
Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life, all told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house, something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.